Be advised, the following audio may or may not contain material that could be deemed offensive to some listeners. Any religious, political, or open opinions are solely those of the individuals providing them and should not be viewed otherwise. This show is for entertainment purposes. Listen at your own discretion.
Want this can.
Nobody wants the can.
Who wants the can, right?
I don't know, but I'm sure somebody does.
You put a sticker on it, says hot to trot.
Hot to trot.
Hot to trot on sale, limited edition.
Actually, for Brandon, just be, I got the hot trots.
Don't judge my bowel movements.
It was a sheer emergency yesterday when we pulled up to the fucking... We were three blocks away. Go fucking stop at the red light. Go around this fucking car. I gotta get to the office.
When we stop, you get out of the truck.
And unlock that door as fast as possible.
Speaking of shits.
Oh, shit.
That reminds me of four-wheeling on a fucking Saturday morning. Holy cow, that was not good. We had had a 99 bananas night right before. So we're sitting there just taking shot after shot of 99 bananas. Next day we get up, a bunch of us decided we're going to go four-wheeling. Oh, yeah, let's go unload the four-wheelers. I get there before everybody else. We're sitting there, and next thing I know, I just start to feel this freaking rumble. And I'm like, what is this? You know, so I'm out on my four-wheeler, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm just like, this has got to happen. I mean, one way or another, this has got to happen. So I'm frantically looking around in the van. Found a stack of Burger King napkins from the previous night. I was like,
that's what did it.
Mine! Grabbed, ran. I'm just like, dude, I had the trots big time, and it was like barely, if I didn't hold cheeks, you know, with like poseability, and I'm like, shing, you know, like a freaking
look like a mannequin running.
Yeah. Seriously,
yeah. Stiff-legged.
Ass is like so squunched in, it's got concave action going on the sides. Trying to move this thing over to the bridge. And I'm like, oh, where am I going to go? I'm going under the bridge. I get down there, and it is, like, literally explosive. Boom! I mean, it literally just blew out of me, dude. And I was like, oh, God. Oh. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, dude, that food did a number on me. So I'm, you know, wipe my ass and shit, like a stack of Burger King napkins, get up, and I, you know, I gotta look. I gotta see what I just
do. You always gotta look at your product, dude. Yeah.
And I shit you not, dude, it's undigested macaroni and cheese. Shells and cheese, actually.
Shells and cheese.
And I was like, how did it get all the way through? And it still had its cheesy look. It's like the 99 bananas wrapped itself around it like a cocoon and said, surprise! And just hopped on out of there, man.
You do feel like a new man after you let go of something that horrid.
Oh, yeah.
Your ass knows when you're close to a bathroom, man.
It doesn't. Not for me. Because I have never made it to a bathroom. I gotta go like something fierce, and if somebody isn't blocking the door and I'm the only one able to get in that bathroom, that's it. I'm crapping myself, or I'm crapping behind a building or something. I will not go into a public toilet and just be like, even if it was just a little one, little runs. Yeah. You know.
Like when you crap outside of your mother-in-law's house.
Okay, yeah, that was Mexican food. I standing there is a birthday party of some sort. They always got a birthday. And
or a party of some kind.
Yeah.
Right? Celebrate some.
They had to do their dishes in the bathroom. You know, whole tub system worked out in there. And so they clean up their, you know, all the dishes. And it's, you know, I got a push going. And I'm like, okay, I can hold this until, you know, until they get done. Lo and behold, you know, people aren't hurrying. Okay, I can handle this for another 5-10 minutes. And I was like, oh, something happened. I run over the side down to
a cellar door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit right there. I could see the fucking Main Street perfect. I'm sure they could see me.
Shit, it's clearly a Catholic family is over there in the fucking the Virgin Mary tub.
Because
it's always a bathroom tub or a toilet or a sink cut in half sitting this way. Oh, Virgin Mary, and then you're like, pow!
Wow. Suck it.
All over your mosaic. She's not crying blood today. So I get my boxers off. I wipe. Learned that trick from you, Joe.
Yeah.
My boxers are still at the bottom of that steps to this day.
I don't even want to know what they're... what that would look like.
Clay pottery. It's now turned
a vase with the Virgin Mary stamped inside of it. Okay, so I made this observation the other day, yesterday, when we were coming back from butt-fucked Egypt. There was all these cows, right? And they got all these brand new calves out there running around. Cows have nipples. They feed their cows with milk.
Look at calves, bro.
But imagine
you, like, you have to follow that with bro. I mean,
don't kick that.
I try not to kick
Stop
that.
Stop kicking it, Joe.
But
kick it.
Then we drive. We drive by, and there's this colt, just brand new colt, hanging out by the.
I did not expect that. Yeah.
The beast boy is there, yeah, for everybody.
The last thing I expected to hear from you.
I'm here for random, okay?
you need a moment?
Go ahead and talk. I'll laugh it out over here. I'll be okay.
There's this brand new colt, so they're chilling by his fucking, you assumed mother horse. There's no nipples on horses. Why is there no nipples on horses? Like, why do they not feed their babies right off the bat?
Cats have nipples. Dogs have nipples.
Cats have nipples. Dogs have nipples. But what other animals don't have nipples? A rhino and an elephant. I don't think they have.
Who's going to want milk from a rhino?
I'm pretty sure that a baby rhino would like milk from a rhino.
I think the baby rhino would see the rhino's parents and be like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not in that.
Drag it on the ground to and fro. And then I started thinking, what if, like, because men are taking a bigger role in, like, parenting their children, what if, like, 100 years or so down the road that men but start growing milk-producing tits?
That is ridiculous.
That'd be fucking funny. That. Like, seriously, how ridiculous that would be. Like, men probably aren't going to change a whole lot as far as the mentality goes. So they're going to be sitting there getting ready, getting their boob ready to feed their kids.
Nursing bro,
exactly. It'd be a whole lot of bros.
Saw this biggest chick last night. Go ahead, clamp on, buddy. There it is. Just grill her. She was asking. Ooh, ow. Don't bite, buddy. Come on now.
Slow down. Ooh, there's plenty to go around.
Yeah. No, I want to be in that conversation. No, I don't.
You don't? Why would you? I wouldn't want to be there.
I want to be there watching it. I think that'd be funny. What's not funny about a dude talking about railing a chick while he's feeding his kid? Boob milk.
That's from himself.
Yeah, from himself. Everything that you could possibly consider that's wrong with that situation.
Isn't that like kind of evolutionary thing? Like,
no.
Guys are fucking taking on the role
guys
of moms way more.
No, they're not. It's like penguin fucking law.
There's that Russian that is trying to splice ape and man.
We already did that. We are the product.
No. He was trying to get
it. We didn't do it. Somebody else.
Well, somebody else did.
He was trying to actually do it again. His name was not Jeebus. Yeah. But yeah, he was actually trying to make an ape army.
And that would make women.
Yeah, impregnating women with ape semen.
Did any of it work?
No. Well, not as far.
He was just injecting that shit.
Oh, he was just spraying fucking semen all up in him.
He was actually injecting it into like ovaries and shit like that.
Wow! Go looking, go!
Standing in front of him, he's just like, "Let's do this!"
Let's do this.
Jerking him.
Experiment ready.
Where's the control?
Got some chick tied up with her mouth fucking blocked, and she's like, "No!" Stirrups.
Open. Go for it.
I got the duck quacker in there.
But that begs
the reason. You were coming for a pap smear.
They said in the show that if there's two beings that could be combined, it would be apes and men because
for sure.
They're so close.
But we can't.
Yeah.
Alien DNA prevents it.
You say like actual aliens?
Yeah.
Come on now.